3 of Good Luck High Five.
That's right. You're listening to a podcast that's for you if you play Magic the Gathering. Whether you're sitting at home playing Arena or you're heading out to your local game store for some FNM, we're here for you.
I'm one of your hosts, Maria.
I'm another one of your hosts, Megan.
And on today's show, we are joined by two very special guests who we will get to in a moment, but I'm going to keep you all in anticipation
until
we reveal them, unless you're watching the video version of this, in which case you already know.
That's right.
And then one of them is laughing. Two of them are laughing.
If you're only listening, I want you to have a guess by the end of this of who it is, only based on laughter.
Only based on laughter. You cannot cheat. You absolutely cannot cheat. Hey, you two, shut it down.
Too many clues.
But yeah, we're going to have a really fun episode with our special guests. We're going to answer some fun questions that have been sent in by you out there in listener land. Mm-hmm. Talk about some hot goss in the magic field. Play some flavor text theater. It's a party episode.
All of those things are going to happen. But after we thank our sponsors of the show, first and foremost is you, the listeners. If you are a patron over of the show, then thank you so much.
You can become a patron at patreon.com/glhfmagic for any dollar amount. You become a patron of ours, and we send you thank you gifts. You get access to our Discord server and our never-ending love and affection.
That's right, including this week, we are having our October stream, which means you can come and hang out. It's a patrons-only stream, and you can challenge us. So we'll be playing fun games like Flavor Text Theaters and Pictionaries, and then later on, we'll be streaming some matches of Magic that you can hop in on.
Yeah.
So if you want to get in on that, it sounds great. It is not too late, unless it is after Thursday, in which case it is, but not for November, because that's how time works.
Yeah, and we'll be dressed in Halloween costumes for our Halloween stream, of course.
I don't know what it is. Maria's bringing them.
Yep. And I think you're going to like it. Oh.
By you, do you mean me or them?
I mean everybody.
All right. Well, there you go.
It's a crowd pleaser.
If you want to know what my surprise costume is, become a patron.
We also want to thank Card Kingdom for being one of our amazing sponsors. You can head to our affiliate link, cardkingdom.com/GLHF, and get anything you need in your magical life. We were just there participating in their charity event, The Chalice, for 2019, raising more than $60,000 for Serious Fun Children's Network. It was an amazing event, mm-hmm. and that's one reason why you should, you know, shop at Card Kingdom. They put on events like this. They are working overtime so hard to make sure these awesome things happen and they raise money for good causes. And, like, why wouldn't we want to have somebody like that as a sponsor?
Yep. So head on over there.
Fart noise.
Maria.
I almost fell out of this chair.
I would say that making a fart noise and then falling out of a chair is your personal brand.
Am I allowed to talk? Can I say something?
Yeah. I'm just like, oh, man, I want to comment on that. Yeah. I'm like, I got to say something now.
I'm going to release you.
I'm breaking my bond of silence.
We're out of jail.
Anarchy.
Release the beast.
Yeah. Yes, we have our two special guests. So because we were just in Seattle, we are now in Victoria, Canada.
Yay!
And we are at the Loading Ready Run moon base, and we have two very special guests.
Yes, we've got Ben and Adam from Loading Ready Run with us today. Say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Now say Maria's awesome.
Maria's awesome.
Now say Butter Sculpture.
Butter Sculpture. I messed that up.
I like this game.
Butter Sculpture.
I really like how in sync you two were with saying those three things.
Yeah. It's because we're kind of part of a hive mind a little bit.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. We came out of the same pod.
Yeah.
Oh, way.
Yeah, from the Loading Ready Lab.
Loading Ready Run doesn't... Because like everyone always asks, like, how do I get a job with Lure? It's like, well, you're born into it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I believe that.
We're all pod people.
We extract you from the pod.
Yeah.
Crying, covered in goo.
Yeah.
I often think of Loading Ready Run as our Canadian brother from another mother. Yeah. So while you were born from pods, we, Megan and I, were extracted
from space.
From space.
Oh, cool.
But we're like definitely human.
Like a big universal crane game.
Someone just like, and then like. They pulled out Megan and yeah. Yeah. dropped them on
Megan's
Earth.
Megan's like, by like 1 foot.
Yeah. It's actually very lucky. Like the first pair of hosts for the show that they tried to extract just got dropped into the
void. They dropped.
Like the claw, like they thought they had them and then the claw was like, no, I'm kidding.
Yeah, we were definitely second choice, but we were the ones who made it here alive.
So, I mean, you're the winners.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah.
You're the strongest.
Yeah, the winners are the people who live.
Yeah. I wish that you all could have met the other potential hosts.
They were much better at their job. The show was really good, and now, like, it's adequate.
But that's how the giant universe crane game works.
Yeah. Anyway, if you don't know who these lovely gentlemen are, Loading Ready Run produces a lot of awesome content, including magic content. And so we work with them a lot on stuff like the pre-release. We've been in some episodes of Friday Nights, which is an awesome magic video series on YouTube. Blah, 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 blah. Fart noise, fall out of my chair.
this podcast rules. I don't want to do our magic podcast anymore. This is way more
the
fun.
Next podcast, I'm going to be like, blah, 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 fart noise.
We need to renegotiate our contract with Graham.
Yeah.
We keep all of our humor strictly terrible on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. But we've invited you here to have just a fun magic chats and some hangouts.
Yeah. We've invited you here to your own office.
I'm so glad they let me in again.
Yeah. I'm always worried that whenever I show up here, my key's not going to work anymore.
That's how they tell you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a little soft firing.
I knew this day was coming.
Do you know what I wanted to say when I started to say that sentence? We've invited you here to play a game and then pull a lever and a cage drops around us.
Yeah.
And then we have to fight.
That's why we were keeping us in like the nonverbal cage before. It was like for it and whatnot. In every sense, we're going to be stripped down.
Yep.
I thought it was more like I brought you here to play a game and then you break the pool cue in half and you put it on the floor. And like one of you
One of you will be our podcast guest.
Maria's retiring. We need somebody to
we just had a job opening. Like,
we gotta lash our hands together.
Yeah.
We thought we would talk to you about the scuttlebutt around magic right now. The hottest goss.
Okay. So tell us first up, what are y'all playing these days? What formats are tickling your fancy?
Ooh, how
if your fancy
and
is
point
ticklish.
To your fancy right now.
Do you want to go first?
Sure. Okay. Yeah. I've been playing a non-zero amount of Pioneer lately.
Right.
It's kind of been my jam because it's sort of just because it's really in my mind, the Wild West of formats,
as I know
you said. A lot of Pioneer just because it's a very open-ended format and you can kind of go anywhere. And obviously, like, there are the ways to just sort of, like, brew super busted. Because that's sort of what the deck or the format is right now, is try and get a card banned, I think.
Basically.
Which is what you kind of want to do, right? But for me, it's sort of just been reliving my favorite standard decks and, like, juicing them up a little bit. So it's like I got to do a return to, like, the Fevered Visions Thermo Alchemist deck from Shadows over Innistrad. It was super, super fun.
What was this deck?
So it basically ran Fevered Visions as, like, the iconic card for it, which was like it's the enchantment that's like one blue and a red, and on your end step or on an end step you draw a card, both you and your opponent. If your opponent has more than four cards in hand, they take two damage.
That's right. That was a cool
and then
deck.
Thermo Alchemist, which pings them and untaps when you cast an instant or sorcery.
So it's like some people called it Thermo Thingy as well because it also ran Thing in the Ice to just get like value off of. Yeah, so it was Fevered Visions Thermo Thingy, I think. And so I've been goofing around with that. There was, like, the Elves deck from Origins. Like, I think there's an Elves deck in Pioneer. I don't know if it's supposed to be, like, a go-wide strategy or if you're supposed to try and, like, do, like, a Cradle Hoof adjacent thing and like, use, like, a Decimator of Provinces or stuff. But, yeah, a lot of Pioneer and that kind of jazz. So it's been a lot of fun. I had to blow the dust off of Mitgo. And remember how to actually operate that client.
Yeah, just but, like blow on the old cartridge, like
put it in.
Does this thing work?
Oh,
it looks
really
shiny and new now.
They updated it a few months ago. Yeah, it looks different if you haven't had a chance to check it out.
It's been brought all the way up to 2001.
Yeah, it's no longer just an Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah, I streamed some Pioneer the other day. I played Boggles in Pioneer.
Oh, nice.
Surprising exactly no one. It is very good. Yeah. It's a really good deck right now.
Yeah, because you've got like access to like Glade Cover Scout.
Let's put some
like
quote
that.
Marks.
I legitimately think it's a good Pioneer deck. I mean, like, what does that even mean? mean right now. I have no idea. But yeah, I misplayed. I would have won 4-1. I won 3-2 in a league, which is like totally respectable, I think.
Absolutely.
For a first go at a Boggles brew. But I loved seeing everybody's like different kinds of creations they were bringing to the table in Pioneer. And like you said, relive your favorite moments.
Yeah, well, and that's the kind of interesting thing was when I was playing it on Midgo, I don't think I ran into the same deck. Or if I did, it would be at least very spread out between like the games and stuff. Yeah. Everybody was bringing something cool and different. And like we did a stream of it on our channel. We did a Pioneer thing, and like I was running like a Mardu Pyromancer list. Adam was playing like Saheeli Copycat.
So you were that person.
Okay. Adam. Before you all get upset,
too late.
Provided decks, and I was the last to pick. Everyone was like, yeah, I'll take this one, I'll take this one. I was like, I guess I'll play this. I was like, I don't know, what do I have to do? And they're like, just resolve this and this. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. It's to resolve these two spells. It
turns out if you resolve those two spells,
you win.
You get to choose the number of how much damage you do to your opponent.
What number did you choose?
I usually choose a billion.
Yeah.
Nice.
I like a billion.
Yeah. I think you chose 69 once.
Yeah.
Nice.
But I like hitting people for a billion.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, that's a good number.
I make a billion cats. And they're like, whoa, that's a lot of cats. Like, could you imagine?
Yeah. I can't do anything about a billion cats.
It is a billion.
I mean, it's my dream. It's how I want to die.
To a billion cats?
I want a billion cats to eat my corpse.
I can't even. I don't even think I can fathom
that's
a billion cats.
That's a classic
cats.
Circle of life situation.
Yeah. Megan sometimes likes to ask the question of how many things of a thing can you imagine at one time?
Oh, yeah. Like, how many bananas can you imagine at once? But you can't be bunching the bananas.
They have,
you have to be picturing individual bananas.
I could picture this podcast room.
No, but you have to know exactly how many bananas there are.
Oh.
No. Like, how many bananas can you picture and know exactly how many bananas there are? No
instantly?
Bunching.
Oh, yeah. Like 10?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just to know
it's
exactly.
Like not that many.
I don't know, 10? 5?
Yeah. I look away. For sure. Yeah. You know, I've got that goldfish brain.
My tiny, underdeveloped baby brain can't handle more than like 10 objects at once.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But Saheeli Cat combo is legit in Pioneer.
Oh, it's absurd. Very like, legit. I'm not a constructed player. Like, I get it, but I don't get it at the same time. Like, when I watch people play it, I'm like, wow, this looks miserable. But it was like, it was fun to play for me.
It wasn't fun for anyone else. You made a tweet right after where you're just like, so 3-mana Teferi is fun to play with.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, it was fun for me. But when I was looking across the table, like, I was like, wow, this is actually, they're miserable.
Yeah.
It's what no one wants to admit, which is that the unfun cards are fun to play with. Yeah.
There's a part of me that truly believes that the only way that I'm ever going to be okay, like facing up against like a hard prison control deck is to just become a prison control player or something like that and be like,
I mean, that
and
is,
you'll be like, I respect this.
Yeah. To see the other aspects of it.
As someone who has played Lantern Control and lost to Lantern Control, I can't say that I've ever emotionally grown to that place.
I could never forget.
It doesn't happen overnight. Okay,
no,
good.
Yes.
It's a long process.
Exactly.
But it was like, I think the deck was super cool though, because you ended up beating me slowly to death with Spell Quellers. Like, I was able to like fend off Cat and Saheeli.
Oh, that's pretty impressive.
Oh,
wow.
But
Spell Queller. There's a card that I'm never going to miss not seeing.
So it's got a really messed up interaction with 3-mana Teferi, right? Where you can bounce it, and because the 3-mana Teferi doesn't allow you to cast things at instant speed, you can't resolve that thing that was underneath the Spell Queller.
No way.
Yeah, and you can just kind of keep doing it if you want. It's,
that's so rude.
That is despicable.
Yeah.
It's pretty rude deck overall.
Yeah.
And if you have Cat and Saheeli and 3-mana Teferi, then it's 1,000% lock.
Yeah, there's nothing. So
I mean, there's like the game against Graham, not to get too into it, but it's like Teferi, and then I had like a flip Jace.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I don't know, bounce your thing. Can't do anything. And I was like, get back this Supreme Verdict, cast it again. And he's like, huh.
Yeah, I'm not going to
be near. All right, Adam. See,
that happens.
You get it. They're fun to play.
With.
Yeah. How about you, Adam? What have you been jamming recently?
I was doing a lot of throwing an Eldraine draft, but on Arena.
Yeah.
Which has its own problems. I don't envy the team that has to, you know, work through that, right?
And like, it's just teach a robot how to coherently draft a brand new set of magic.
Yeah.
Teach a robot anything.
Hey, robot.
So
listen up.
But, like, I've kind of cooled the jets on that. I've been playing a little bit of Brawl. I play mainly Yarok Brawl. Yarok is my homeboy.
Explain Yarok.
Tell us about Yarok.
Yarok is a Sultai commander or Sultai legendary for
two, three mana.
It's like when someone casts Cryptic Command, yeah. Like, draw 50 cards, mill you for 70. I'm like, sure, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that's
are the modes.
So he's a 3/5 with Death Touch and Lifelink, but he has this text saying, if a permanent entering the battlefield causes a triggered ability of a permanent you control to trigger, that ability triggers an additional time.
Ooh.
And this is all I ever want to do in Magic. I want to cast, I want to play a Dismal Backwater and gain 2 life.
You know? Wow.
I was about to ask you, like, what's your favorite thing to do? But you already were just like, play a land and gain two life.
Cast Agent of Treachery. Or actually, Spark Double Yarok.
Okay.
And then you have 2 Yaroks.
Oh, now sick. You're
and then you're just like,
wow. Gain 4 life.
Yeah, 4 life, beat that mono red. Like,
I was watching the game where you ended up casting like an agent of, or agent of treachery with that, like
that's
with
cool.
the 2 on the field. And I was like, oh, steal 3 things from you.
Yeah,
and then
you
draw a bunch
game.
Of cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you draw a bunch of cards because the agent of treachery, if you control 3 things that aren't yours, then you draw 3 cards. That's sweet.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody forgets then about that win. Part on Agent of Treachery.
Because it never comes up. But with this homeboy, with this little froggy boy here. Yeah.
He is kind of froggy.
Yeah.
What? No, he is like a living spider web.
Frog adjacent. But like I get what you're saying. At first I was like, what? But skeletally, structurally.
Yeah. A skeletal frog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like Yarok and like the Gitrog monster would definitely be homies. Like they hang out.
Oh, for sure.
They're hanging out together.
It sucks though, because like I like playing, I'm enjoying playing Brawl, but like all the fun stuff rotated out. All the Dominaria legendaries.
Oh,
you can't even like do
that. That's
like,
true.
Oh, I was like, oh yes, I get to play Yargle. I get to play
Yargle.
Rest in peace, Yargle.
Yeah, but I mean, you can play like the friendly Brawl, so you can play like historic Brawl basically.
Yeah.
So you can play everything, but standard is generally. And it's like been cool, like most people I play against, because I'll play like on stream or with friends and nobody like really plays like anything awful. I have a friend of mine that plays like an Emery deck.
Yeah,
that sounds cool.
Miserable to play against, but it's cool. Like, it's a cool deck. You do a lot of, like, fun things. He's like, get my Scalding Cauldron back. It's like, cool, you go off.
Okay. You party on over there.
You party on
Emery. I'll be over here.
But, yeah, I mean, Eldraine, but I love Dread. Like, Limited's my favorite thing to do. And I think Eldraine's, like, a really good – I think it's fun.
Yeah.
I think it's a very good set, but it's just unfortunate that it's been marred a little bit by, like
– Yeah. I really hope they get, you know, 8-player human drafts going on Arena. I don't, that wasn't on their list of like things that are coming in the near future when they put that out. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe this will make them rethink that and push it up the chain of priority.
I want to see like, and especially with people like us, like you and Loading Ready Run, who have communities where we can organize stuff with our community. It's like, hey, let's all go do
that'd be
8-player great. Player pod draft together, and we'll hang out, and we'll chill, and you can play like a Swiss or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That'd be ideal. It's like, oh, we can all match up, and it auto matches you, and then you play Swiss, and
that'd be sick. Cool.
Yeah, that's what we used to do on Mikko when they had the before queues happened. Loading Ready Run used to organize fan drafts every.
Are we
Friday.
All reminiscing about Magic Online right now?
I think we are. It's kind of coming back.
But I mean, like, queues are good. Like, I think the way leagues are way better.
True.
But I just mean, before that, we used to organize, like, we'd all join a Swiss draft at the same time. We'd wait for the queue to drop down to 0.
Yeah.
And we'd all try to join at the same time. And there'd be like, we'd fill like 2 or 3 pods.
Just like
all
go, go, go.
And you all join, and then you all get to draft together, and then you all get to play together, and you all have a chat. And
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's so nice.
It makes me sad, though, because I do really think Throne of Eldraine would be a super cool draft format, but we just don't have it on Arena, you know? And I'm like sad for the people who worked so hard to make this.
Yeah. It
well,
sucks.
Blow
that's
on
why
that
I try
dusty
not to be,
old
like,
Magic Online cartridge.
That's why I'm not like trying to be like super negative, because I understand how difficult of a thing it is to do to make the boss draft. Like, it's near impossible. It's like,
Magic is a complicated game.
Yes.
But if I see another turn 1 Secret Keeper, I'm burning this place to the ground. Okay?
Look, they can't even make sure that Roombas don't run into walls.
Yeah.
It's true.
Maria, I remembered our question from earlier.
Wow. Okay.
I feel really good
about
it.
Great, great. What was it?
Okay, so moving into our fun questions portion.
Okay.
It was originally spurred by this question that we had on the boat, which is, if you think 1,000 years in the future, an archaeologist and an anthropologist found a set of magic cards.
Throne of Eldraine.
Yeah, like a pack of Throne of Eldraine.
Okay.
And maybe something that, like, everything that comes in, like, the little pre-release box. Mm-hmm. Do you, like, how close do you think they could get to understanding how magic works?
Without, like, a rule sheet.
Yeah, no rule sheet. Like, a pack of cards, maybe a 20-sided die.
Impossible.
I feel like it would, yeah, I mean, like, I'm
just
kind of in that.
Snapped it off.
I just, like, I just don't think, like, you look at a pack of this.
Yeah.
And you're just like, cool game you for get to look caveman. At, like, I mean, like, cool picture.
You look at the cards
you
inside.
Use your hands. This game is for babies. Yeah.
Well, I feel like it would be a lot like if you ever watched, like, a first season of, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! Or something like that, where they didn't actually know any of the rules and things mm-hmm. just sort of did things based on what they looked like.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people would sort of, like, do, like, LARP adjacent mm-hmm. things with the cards. Okay. And then eventually they'd, like, flesh out how the game actually works.
Yeah.
So you think that they'd run around role-playing as wizards first?
Yes. Yeah, and then eventually they'll strap, you know, like, things to their arms and that span out, and they'll have holograms that do it, and then they'll start playing it on motorcycles and all that kind of jazz.
I can't wait till there's holographic magic cards that stand up, and, like, it's like the chess from Star Wars.
When are we gonna get the Star Wars chess set? When are we getting it?
I know.
I've been waiting my entire life. When I was a kid, I was like, I want that chess set.
Yep.
Still don't have it. It's 2019.
TikTok.
Wow. TikTok.
Inventors.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, SkyMall.
It would be SkyMall.
That's where you're going to see it.
The other day I was thinking about SkyMall and I was like, oh man, I miss SkyMall. We miss SkyMall.
We just think about SkyMall. You ever just sitting there thinking about SkyMall?
Yeah.
No.
There's not. We miss SkyMall. But one of the things was, it was when the bed bug crisis was happening and it was like a sleeping bag, but it was like one of those white suits you'd zip up to, like, do a hazmat when you're finding a body at the murder scene or whatever.
Yeah.
And you zip yourself up in that suit from top to bottom and you sleep in your hotel bed in it.
Yeah.
What?
What do you mean? Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's something you would buy?
Well, okay, so
you did just have a bed bug crisis. Yeah. So
we have a friend, and his name is Beach.
Yes,
And that is absolutely something that he would do because he's the kind of guy that brings his own sleeping bag to, like, hotel rooms.
Oh, okay.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, he would do that.
Okay.
So I could definitely see that. It's still weird, and you still look at him like he's
I don't think I bat an eye, but, like, yeah, you do you. You know what I mean? I'm all for people just.
It would just, like, look like you would suffocate in there. I don't know. It looked like a body bag. Like, housekeeping. Knock knock. Oh my god.
I mean, technically. Dead. Everything's a body bag, right? Like, clothes are a body bag.
Oh, wow.
That's true. We're all just in the prison of our flesh.
Yeah.
These rotten human flesh body bag.
Just a human body bag, right?
My bones are just waiting to escape.
Yeah. So, in summary, you don't think anthropologists would be able to understand
I don't think so. There is no way, dude.
Of course they could.
Magic's hard enough to learn, like, even just with rules. Like,
there's rules on the cards.
You don't think some 1,000 years from now, anthropology, Indiana Jones, is going to crack open a pack of Throne of Eldraine and put together how to play the game?
I remember
all?
The first time somebody explained how the stack operated. And
okay,
I just,
that's true.
I have no idea how somebody would bust that
would
down.
I don't think that they're ever going to understand the stack in the future. That's fair.
But there are things on cards referencing combat, referencing first and second main phases, referencing the graveyard, referencing life totals.
Yeah.
These sorts of things exist.
That's
fair.
No,
Eldraine, though, but nobody, they don't know the starting life totals or anything. They just know they have a bunch of cards. Like, they won't be able to play the game. They'll probably, like, lay out a bunch of stuff and be like,
because, like, in a pre-release kit, they have a way to assemble
other,
things.
You know, they're like, cool. Cool
what
game.
Do you do? They'll, like, look at the lands and be like, what do we do with these?
Yeah.
Look at this.
There's no text on this
Maybe
one.
We make a little picture where we make some
They'll
mountains.
Be holding, like, the whole, like, their whole entire pool, like, in their hands. Like, they'll just be, like, playing. Like,
they'll, like, fan out.
Like, 60 cards. Just like, okay.
There is a way to to do this.
Do you have
and it's with people who don't know how to play Magic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
and
true.
See if you can make
it. But you'd have to find someone who's, like, never even heard of it.
Yeah.
Which I think is difficult.
Yeah.
Pretty hard.
And they're already going to be influenced by their contemporary knowledge of gaming culture.
True.
Yeah.
To some extent.
Yeah.
But you don't know what they know in the future. Maybe.
Maybe.
I'd have to show it to, like, my grandpa and, like, see where it goes. That would be the control scenario.
Okay.
Your grandpa is the closest to a future archaeologist.
Yes.
That we have.
Yeah.
I love this idea. Right? Let's make a video.
Yeah, we need someone so out of touch with our own culture.
That's the moment, though, where I want to bring it to my grandpa, and he's like, oh, well, that's Throne of Eldraine. And, like, he knows everything. He's like,
he
you're,
like,
not running Oko?
He just schools you in crap.
Brazen borrower.
My God. Okay, shall we go to some questions from listeners here?
Sure.
All right. What creature from Magic would you want as a pet, and why?
Well,
Beeble.
Oh, yeah, Beeble, something like Super Beeble. Tame.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I want to be like Shivan Dragon, but I was like, nah, it'll just eat me, and then I'll be like, oh.
I don't know. I kind of see you like just like on a dragon, being like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I was also definitely gonna say dragon.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I wanna. Well, I guess like if no consequences, like it's not gonna eat me like immediately. Yeah. I mean, dinosaurs are always kind of cool, but that's a boring answer.
Yeah.
It's like, I just want a dinosaur.
I want an Archon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I want a Sphinx.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, there you go. That's a good one.
Sphinx.
What do you think you have to feed it?
Sphinges.
Don't.
Is that the plural? Sphinxes? Sphinges.
You have to feed it the answers to riddles.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to feed it knowledge. You're like, ah. You're like, your riddles suck. And you're like, yeah. Ah, it flies away. And you're like,
the
oh,
Sphinx
man.
Is like, I'm hungry. And I'm like, let me go to the library.
Yeah, let me go get you some Blues Clues. Right. I don't know, something.
Which planeswalker do you want to join you in a weekly D&D night?
Oh, man. I feel like Koth would bring like some mean snacks every time. Like
great
he would take care of people and whatnot because he just seems like a good dude. I don't know what Koth's up to. I also don't know if he's dead. I frankly am not up to my Mirrodin lore.
Yeah.
Or Phyrexian lore, I guess, now at this
probably
point.
Probably, like, someone, like, super easy to get, like, Nyssa would be super easy to get along with, right?
Yeah.
She'd be, like, she'd show up, she wouldn't, like, rock the boat. She wouldn't be, like, this is my lawful evil paladin. he's an oath breaker, and he's here to, and he doesn't take any guff from it. It's like, God, you're always just causing problems.
His name can't is Shadow just, Darkblade.
It's like, can't we just play the game and not kill everybody that we find? Like,
she's
know?
Just like a bard.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, just play a cleric.
I mean,
like, yes, thank
what's
God.
What's the nature
somebody...
one?
Druid?
Druid, yeah. She's a druid,
yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I feel like I would want to bring Karn, but he would just be a bummer the whole time.
Yeah.
Karn is the biggest bummer.
He'd be like,
that
is not within the rules.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, he'd
be like really
like,
bad
oh,
rolls, and he'd
Karn.
Be like, oh, I'm just rolling terribly the whole day.
Yeah.
Yes, that's just my lot in life. Another one.
Okay.
Is Karn just like the Eeyore of planeswalkers? Like
absolutely.
Everything's a bummer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's also on my laptop here. Karn. I pick Dak Fade and the Greatest Thief in the Multiverse because I have a big thing for Dak. So call me. I know you're dead.
Yeah, I was about to say, like,
Maria,
who's gonna tell Maria? Tell you this, Megan. How could you let this go
for
so long?
I know you're dead.
Call me. I know you're dead.
Have your ghost call my people.
Yeah, ghost dating.
Yeah, we're gonna go visit, and Maria's just gonna have like a séance.
Could date a ghost. You could date a ghost. It's 2019.
Ooh, that's a great rom com. Yeah. We were just talking about. Okay.
Oh wait,
sorry. Sidetrack.
A movie that already exists about dating a ghost.
It's called.
Ghost.
Oh.
No, okay.
I was like,
oh man, I would love to watch
this. And they're like, ghost. I'm like, oh yeah.
I thought
there's
you were going to talk about the
one.
Spirit of Christmas.
Okay, there's the Spirit of Christmas, which is about it being Christmas and a woman dating an old Victorian
ghost. Don't
watch
it. It is horrible.
So mad.
Right.
Don't do it.
What about underrated comedy Ghost Dad?
I was about to say
Ghost Dad.
But
yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Okay.
Who
but he's
in it.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, never mind. Don't watch Ghost Dad.
Okay.
But what about this? In our new Ghost rom-com, The song that plays when they realize they're in love is Invisible Touch by Genesis.
All right. I get into it.
Are you in?
Yeah.
I'm in.
No, I dig it.
So this is a question for Adam.
Yep.
If you could wrestle any magic character, who would you want to take in the ring?
None of them, because they'd all murder me. They're all like plane shifting.
Just, take some wiener. Oh,
yeah,
in
who's
you.
The weeniest? I
Tybalt.
Bet you I could take Fibblethip, but he's not a planeswalker.
Have
but
you
I
seen
could,
him? He's gotten buff, though.
I don't care. I could take him. He's like a child. It's like a little baby. I could probably beat him.
A muscly
baby.
Baby.
Is there any baby planeswalkers?
You want to wrestle a baby planeswalker?
There's Anima too, but she's like a god. I think.
Oh, she's a child. Yeah.
I'm trying to think who I could take. Which is planeswalker specifically, or just creature? Like
it just said. What did it say? Character. So that to me is saying planeswalker.
Yeah. I mean, Fibblethip's the easy answer because he just gets lost all the time.
He's not a planeswalker.
Like I could kick Fibblethip, right? Like, you just
like over the top, right?
Wow.
Just punt him.
Yeah,
you could punt
That's
him.
So unkind.
Yeah. I'm just gonna check.
It's a fight. I gotta win.
I know.
It's not here. I'm
I
not here
know.
To like make
I
friends.
Know.
I'm here to win this fight.
I feel like. Dovin
does seem a little wimpy.
To beat up Dovin Bond.
Is
He's
magic allowed?
Jerk.
Let's. What's the rules? What's the ground rules? Do they? Are
I think
they
it's just physical.
It's just a physical
just
fight.
A, yeah. Just a
fists
fight.
Fists only.
Just
oh yeah, Dovin.
Fisticuffs.
Yeah. Dovin's
yeah.
like 100 pounds soaking wet.
I imagine
like,
you could slappers only.
You could do some like goofy like kayfabe stuff,
yeah.
right? Like
oh, if I'm doing like a full on wrestling match, I pick Garrick. Oh, I want to do
just want to really.
Yeah. You are gonna be murdered.
Yeah, but it's not real. It's a show.
Hold on.
Yeah, I hate to break it to you, but wrestling isn't real.
Ooh, I'm gonna pick. Faden is dead.
Urza Academy headmaster is just a head.
I'm just a head. I just shake it like.
Oh no! What now?
How's it gonna get out of this?
What now, headmaster?
Okay, let's find. Oh well, there's so many people who want to know about the jar in the woods, Adam.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Okay, so before So Tiny even happened as a card, Adam had posed this question.
Yeah, this is my crusade.
Yes, tell us about
poor
tell
Ben.
Us about
poor Ben.
This is where I die a martyr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you. Okay, so close your eyes.
Okay.
Everybody, close your eyes. If you're listening to this, close your eyes.
Yeah.
Not if you're driving.
Not if you're driving. Yeah, that'd be dangerous. Stop the car, then close your eyes. You are like a D&D style adventurer, right? Like sword, shield, walk, or like bow and arrow, whatever. And you're walking through the woods, like an enchanted swamp, or like a spooky forest, or like a maybe even a haunted castle. And you come across another adventurer, clearly an adventurer, trapped inside a giant jar. What do you do?
So you're
you can
not
talk
gonna...
to them. You can communicate with them.
Yeah. I think I'm like, what? How do you get in that jar?
Yeah.
And then I let them out. I think I let
them
out.
What if they said they put me in this jar for killing?
Then I'd be like, never mind.
Oh, just kidding.
Barring some obvious exceptions, like they say, I'm a big time murderer. Yeah.
But like, you
but nobody's going to say that if they're trapped in a jar. They'll be like, oh, help me out. I was trapped here by a wizard of nefarious means. And then they're just like, oh, okay, you're out. And he's like, yeah.
I do like the scenario where you go and you find them and they're just like, why are you trapped in there? Oh, I've killed lots of people. And you're like, oh, gross.
This question was specifically, you come across a So Tiny in the woods with a questing beast trapped inside the jar. Do you let it out? So
no,
that,
absolutely
no
not.
No way.
No.
Questing beast is messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
What is everyone's favorite Pokemon?
Ludicolo is my favorite Pokemon because he's a giant pinata duck that dances and...
I thought you were going to say ludicrous for a second.
My boy Luda.
Yeah. Boy Luda.
Family sticks together.
I haven't played a Pokemon game since Pokemon Blue. So okay. I'm the original 150, but I always liked Alakazam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spoon Dad?
Yeah, Spoon Dad.
I like Vulpix and Ninetales.
I'm a Raichu. It's just so cute.
Yeah.
I can't beat it. I just can't beat it.
Like if you were a Pokemon trainer and they're like, Raichu, and you're like,
oh, no.
I can't train it.
I concede.
We can't fight that.
Everyone retreat. We're not fighting it.
It's too cute. It to sleep.
What's the most positive experience you've had since becoming Magic players? Not in the game, but with people involved in the game.
Oh man.
Super serial question. Thank you, Nova Plays Magic, for this question.
I mean, if we're going into the super serious zone, I've certainly gone to like a Magic Fest and people have, you know, talked to like Adam and I about how like Magic content has like sort of like helped them with like depression and anxiety and stuff like that and helped them sort of overcome those kind of things. And every time that like somebody says that, it's just like, oh, okay. Like I totally understand why we're doing this. You know, it's like, obviously we make all the content and stuff for fun and because we enjoy it and it's our passion and stuff. But a huge reason is also just the idea that, you know, I've definitely been in similar straits and whatnot. And I had things to watch and whatnot that helped me. And it was like, cool. I can be a part of that helpful sort of thing. So definitely that would say, you know, being able to be a positive influence for people.
100,000%.
Nothing brings me more joy than letting an opponent mull to 7.
That's
like
so
a pre-release.
Nice.
Yeah. When they go to 5, I'm like, you can go to 7. They're like, really? I'm like, yeah.
You're like, yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Do your thing. Yeah. And then they smash me, and I'm like, oh, good game.
Yeah.
That's
all
great.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Yeah. That's why I love doing it. I live for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's too bad.
Aww.
I can't do it at like a GP. I have to like watch my opponent like mull to 5, and I'm like, any like non-sanctioned event, I'll be like, hell yeah.
You should, yeah.
That's
just
so cute.
Just go into a GP. like and get all the way to the top, and then on be like the feature match and be like, nah, man.
Nah, man, you can maul the seven.
Maul the seven.
Ah, ship a good seven. Come on, let's play some magic.
I'm going to answer that. It's meeting all of our fellow content creators like you find
yeah.
us.
Yeah, definitely made a lot of great
friends. We would have never known
friends.
You ever, yeah. which I think is just like
yeah, we never would have
unbelievable
met each other
to think about.
If it wasn't for Magic the Gathering.
Yeah.
Brings a lot of people together.
Yeah. It's cool.
All right, so this is an interesting question here. Every standard legal legendary creature is participating in a Hunger Games-style brawl. Standard legal legendary creature. So this can be your commanders or whatever in brawl. Every equipment in all of Magic history starts in the middle of the arena. It's a free-for-all. Who wins?
Oof. Ooh. Holy. And there's a lot of variables
haste,
here.
Somebody with haste who grabs Embercleave.
Yeah.
And it's like, what do you do?
Right.
It's Fervent Champion because it costs less to equip to Fervent Champion.
Yeah.
Oh,
this format.
It has nailed it.
Fervent Champion's not legendary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That,
yeah.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
Great question. Fervent That's from Champion. Amateur Pro Amateur. Greg.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to put Daybreak Cornet right in the middle. And someone's going to pick that up.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone will be like, oh, what's this?
Let's see. Is there a deck in Limited and Constructed that you could never quite piece together but always wanted to? Gosh, just a better Boggle deck. One more better, with one more slippery Boggle.
And any modern deck for me, I think.
Like really?
Yeah, I played Dredge for a little while, but that was like definitely like I'm trading in my entire collection to play a Dredge deck. Kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, for sure.
But there, I always wanted to try out like Jund or any of those kind of ones, like any fun like sort of mid range deck. Like those
I believe
ones.
In you.
Yeah, someday.
Trying to think about because draft. I'm trying to think about what draft deck has ever eluded me. Like because I usually drafted sets so much
yeah.
that I just
yeah.
see
that you
every
get all
even
of them.
Like the oh I never did the Door to Nothingness deck in M14. I think
Door to
okay.
Nothingness.
Oh, that's
remember
the
that
instant
one.
WinCon.
Yeah, that's
with
the
Wooburg right?
WinCon one.
Yeah.
Or what was that one too that did it had a similar like instant WinCon like anything like that. It was with the Hedrons.
Hedron alignment.
But you need four of those. That yeah. was like, that's different. Door to Nothingness was just like, you pay Wooburg and there,
oh, there
you
it
know,
is.
Sacrifice it. Your player loses the game. It's double Wooburg, yeah. Never got to do that.
Was Hedron alignment at rare, too?
Yes.
Oh, man.
So, like, yeah. that would have been the most insane thing to be able to pull off.
Yeah, no one would see it coming.
And it was hexproof. At the beginning of your upkeep, you may reveal your hand. If you do, you win the game if you own a card named Hedron alignment in exile in your hand, in your graveyard, and on the battlefield, one to blue scry one.
Yeah,
the what
one
a card!
Scry one cracks me up.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
I mean,
the way you can scry one.
Hey, by the way, there's another thing you can do with this or whatever. I don't know.
Maybe you should give it some use.
Yeah,
in a something. Normal game of Magic.
It's like I just picture in canon, like in Magic the Gathering canon. I'm a planeswalker. I'm like, what's it do? And it's just a big cube. It's like I don't know. It's just a big cube. We're just talking. I'm like, isn't it impressive?
Know,
behold my Hedron cube. And they're like, what does it do? And we're like, nothing.
It's one of the blue scry ones.
I can see into the future. Is that what scry like? It's scry in canon. Scrying
yeah.
is like
you're like
yeah,
oh.
you're seeing the future.
You're like
and augment it, I guess, a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, like I'll help these things come true, or I'll make these things not come true.
If you could scry one, on the next day, like you'd scry one is like the next day.
Okay. Sure.
And this is seeing something small in the future.
Yeah, I'm gonna say like one small event of that happens the next day, and you can either bottom or top it.
Absolutely,
in my life or just in
good.
General.
But it's like such like it's usually something inconsequential, yeah. like oh you dropped a glass, like you know what I mean, or
yeah.
like I don't know.
Like it's like this is so weird because what if it's just like what you see is like you have a sandwich for lunch,
yeah.
and all you're doing is like it's the same as deciding not to yeah. eat a sandwich tomorrow.
You see bottom in your own life, everybody.
You
yeah.
Well, I feel.
yep. Didn't expect. Yep.
I feel like what comes out of that though is like. You just the sandwich just keeps coming up every single day because you're like, well, I didn't
yeah.
have the sandwich yesterday,
yeah.
right? And
so
you're just like, well, maybe I'll
have
the sandwich
today.
And you're like, no, I bought him again.
I was just like, this is such a philosophical, like, oh my God, we all have the power to just cry every day.
You in the audience, you on the bus right now. Take control of your life and scry once.
Scry one to the bottom.
That's what I meant.
But now the biggest accidental innuendo ever said on Good Luck High Five returns to Maria.
Yeah. But then you get to do that thing that every Magic player loves to do. And you go to your friend and be like, hey, man, you scry today? Like, yeah, scryed top. You're like, must be nice.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I've scryed bottom for the last, like, 4 weeks.
So. Is there anything better than saying must be nice to someone? Yeah, I don't know if there
must
is.
Must be nice.
Yeah. Must be nice.
Especially in Magic. Like, Magic players love that.
Oh,
like,
yes.
I do it all the time. Whenever my opponent's like, scry three, and I'm like, cool. And they're like, top three. I'm like, I never get to do that.
Like?
Yeah,
I really like that people have shortened it to must be.
Must be.
Well, we've started doing, we just started saying cool game. We're like, we're over, completely over something. Yeah. It's like your opponent just tops two and you're like, oh, cool game. Like, I'm dead next turn, aren't I?
We're all having fun. Yep.
Oh, cool game.
Got a question from Joe here. Why is James like this?
Well, do you have an hour?
Yeah.
He's over there running our audio. Thanks, James.
I would assume it's a long life of scrying to the bottom for James.
So that's why he's like, someday you'll scry to the top, buddy.
Yeah, someday you'll get there.
Oh my gosh. Oh, this is okay. One last question from AJ. When you're at a Magic Fest or convention, how would you wish for fans to interact with you if we only know you from videos or social media?
You can come say hi.
Please say hi.
It's not.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's the nicest thing to meet people who are enjoying the content we make.
I don't think there's a wrong, well, there is a wrong way to do it. I shouldn't say that. There is a wrong way to interact with people, but I think that if you just follow the rules of a normal human being.
You have to fulfill all ends of the social contract. Yeah. So it's just like, if you're like, hey, you know, Megan, I'm a really, really big fan of your content. Like, you'll usually probably respond with like, hi, it's nice to meet you. I'm Megan.
Yes.
And that's the moment where you can make or break that entire interaction. Because if you as the person meeting goes like, I know, then you go, dang, I don't know what to say for the rest of this conversation. Because you'll be like, I'm Ben, or hi, I'm Adam, I'm Maria. And they go, I know. And you're like,
I'm trying to get your name. Mostly the biggest thing is like, when I shake your hand and say, I'm Megan, please just tell me your
name.
Please tell me your
name. Please tell me your name.
I'm just looking for your name.
And if you interact online, like what your handle is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Twitch is nice sometimes. I like when someone's like, oh, I'm so-and-so in Twitch chat. I'm like, I know
you're
you.
Like, great.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, name followed by like your handle and whatnot is like a perfect way to do it.
But the biggest thing to know is that like it's totally okay. We love it.
Yeah,
that's why we go to events and we're to meet people.
We're super nerds.
We're just super normal people. Yeah. Like I don't think like it's like just a normal anxious human being like everyone else.
Absolutely.
Like you know what I mean? Like I get just as nervous as everyone else. So it's just like cool. Just come up, say hi.
Mm-hmm. I don't. I have boundless confidence.
Oh, sick. Must be nice.
Cool game. Yeah.
Tomorrow I'll be confidence. Top one.
Yeah.
Keep that one on top.
Oh, yeah. So it is now time for Flavor Text Theater Halloween Costumes Edition.
It's on theme.
So the way this works is Maria and I are going to crack open this booster of Throne of Eldraine, and we're going to be trick-or-treating dressed as the cards in this pack. So we'll try and give you clues as to who we are as trick-or-treaters.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's
So we'll
open
both knock on the door at the same time, and I'll talk to this person at the door.
Yeah.
Sounds I don't
think
see
we're, we're just talking to both of them at the same.
Okay. Yeah. This
so
is
if you think
Adam, this is our house.
This is your house.
This is your house. Sick.
We live together.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, you're roomies.
Right. I've been trying to get Adam to live with me for so long. I keep joking about having a streamer house, and he's just not into that idea.
No.
What's your problem, man? It sounds really fun.
I like living alone too much.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Living alone.
If you think you know who we are at any time, you can just shout out your guests.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. This one, I don't know if I've ever played this card.
Wow.
But okay.
All right.
Hello.
Hello?
Oh, wait, hold on. Opens door.
Yeah.
Hello there, friend. How are you?
Trick or treat, my good man.
You're
I'll be taking this candy. Thank you. Goodbye.
Well, that was pretty rude.
Huzzah!
Wait a minute. Are you the Robin Hood thing?
Ooh,
Ooh, very good. Very close. You're on the right color. You're on the right color, good man.
Okay, so it's red. Mm,
yes. And I immediately take this candy out of your basket without waiting for you to give it to me.
Is this the steely, the hijack of the something of the firstborn?
Capture the firstborn?
Oh, no. Yeah. Then I would sound like a weird goblin.
Yeah, I was like, that's a weird...
Well, thing. I mean...
I'm here to steal your baby.
True. No. I've been knighted by the King Kenrith himself in my day.
Oh.
But I battle for another house, of course. As I said, I am red. Mm. What else about me? if you spend more to cast me, I come in with another
one. He's the four one.
Yeah.
Sweet. What these creatures are there?
Here we go.
Yeah, I know. Like I'm like, have I ever cast that thing?
I have.
Knock, knock, knock.
Oh, that was Dane. Do you want to open this door? Our last interaction was rough.
Sorry. Yeah. Hello?
Hello there. No. I may look like an old crone now, but soon.
Yes.
Dang. Great.
That was the windmill slam.
Whoa.
All right.
You just yelled at that last person.
Yeah, I was like, you! Tempting witch! I'm like, I just want some candy, forever young!
All right, let's open this one together. Hello?
Hello?
Honk!
Why did you let this goose here?
I pooped an egg. Golden goose is here.
Yeah. Oh. Untitled trick or treater game. Yeah.
Feed me a Reese's egg.
Okay.
Just one? It's very specific.
Just a singular.
Feed me a Reese's egg.
And all your dreams will come true. Oh,
Hello?
Charge! Hey, we're here to trick or treat. But also... We're running you over, me and all my non-human buddies.
Oh, this is the red cap raider.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. Wow.
With my non-human buddies.
With my horn and my non-human friends.
It was the non-human buddies that helped.
Oh, he has a horn.
Yeah, he has a sick horn.
See, I'm like I'm such a limited, I'm just like not looking at art. I'm like, who cares about art? What's it do? Like, what's in the art?
Open door, me hungry. I'll smash door down.
Rampart smasher?
Yay!
Oh, man. Why are the trick-or-treaters are incredibly aggressive in this neighborhood? Right.
They're so big, too. Accurate.
Well, like, there's no more. All right, they're knocking on the door frame now.
Hi, I'm here because I thought that I saw that you would have really good candy. Like, yesterday I was thinking forward to today, and I thought, that house is going
to
have
good
candy.
Oh, so you were scrying
candy.
To the top on this day.
Yeah.
So you're the scry knight?
So you can go ahead and give me, if I can have, like, you know, I feel like I'm a really good trick-or-treater. You can give me maybe, like, 3 pieces of candy.
Ooh.
Oh.
You know, and are like, you the something visions? The blue draw spell?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of the card.
No, unexplained vision.
Unexplained vision.
Which I had a spooky unexplained vision
She dreamed of this card before it was previewed.
Yeah.
Really?
Because we were talking about adamant spells, and I was like, oh, like the blue one that lets you, like, draw cards, and then if you're adamant, you scry. And I was looking all over, and it turns out the card had not been previewed. I was just...
No way.
Like, yeah. And then it got called Unexplained Vision, which was really the creepiest part.
I wonder if you said that, and then, like, Gavin or somebody was just like... Oh, that's a good idea.
Quick, print it.
Print it, yeah. Quick, to the printing machine.
Hello, would you let me in for a nice
tempting witch
treat? No, don't touch my hand, though, if you want to live.
Oh, is this the angry step? Oh, the...
Voting for voting for?
No.
Who else is old? Oh, the guardian. The guardian.
Well,
what's her name?
Do you have a daughter?
Maybe. I'm not really sure.
Is there a Mrs. Creepy?
Creepy witch lady.
Witch lady.
Yeah. We did crawl out of the grave earlier today.
File Myronite.
Yeah. Zombie night.
Is that what he sounds like?
Absolutely, look at him.
He does now.
He does now. He's like, oh, stay a while.
Yes.
Listen.
Sometimes I draw cards.
Yeah. Sometimes
hey,
I draw cards.
Hey, everybody, I'm just really eager to get in here. I went on an adventure where I gave my friend an attacking bonus, but now I'm here to be my own
Rimrock
creature.
Knight.
Yes.
Rimrock Bick Buck.
Okay.
Rimrock Knight.
Oh, hey, what's up? I brought my couple of kids with me trick-or-treating. And we're just here and hope you have some nice stuff. We'd give you stuff, too, if we could. In fact, maybe if I tap myself, I'll give you a little bonus. You and all your friends.
Whoa. Oh. She's very kind.
Yeah, this is me and my two kids coming here. And then if I want, I can go tippity-tap and you all get presents.
Oh, man.
I live in the forest, and I shoot things with my bow and arrow, generally, is my, you know, lifestyle from day to day.
Why can't I think of this
I have
card?
No idea who you are.
I don't know who you are.
Oh, man.
Am I out of touch?
No, it's the cards that are wrong.
I mean, it is uncommon. I am also a knight. I just want to let you know I'm a knight. I'm an elf. You can see by my ears.
Oh, the stupid green-white thing.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, Ranger.
Okay, Ranger.
Stupid green-white
thing. Oh, they do have kids.
See, two kids, two 1-1 white human creature tokens.
Random.
Yeah.
Also, I see you brought a giant fox.
Yes, yeah. I should have said that part. Yeah. That was probably
I see you're riding a giant fox also.
This is just a land.
All right. Thank you. Thank you all so much. For letting me trick or treat here. I'm just a dork, but I'm not a small dork. I'm like a medium-sized dork, honestly.
The rose stain acolyte?
Yes.
Nice.
I'm just a dork.
No, cheer up.
Yeah, come on.
Try to the top one of these days.
A dork.
Hello, I decided to use rocks to help me build my costume this year. I have rocks and one bucket and a lot of water.
Oh, brimstone trebuchet.
Very good. Close, but not exactly.
Wishing
right.
Well?
Yeah. I dressed up as a wishing well.
It's trebuchet adjacent. Yeah.
Wishing well? That's kind of the same. A trebuchet and a well.
They're both made out of rocks.
We're going to name all the inanimate objects of this. Up next is glass casket or whatever it is.
All right. I'm so sad because my beloved became a statue.
Beloved princess?
Because, but it's okay because I'm going to kiss the statue and it'll become a person again.
Weird.
And that's the normal thing.
True lover's kiss?
Yes.
True something?
True love's kiss. Which
apparently what is happening in this is he was a statue or dead, but it's one or the other.
What if she's eating?
Flavor text.
She's just eating him.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm so hungry.
He
just consumes his essence.
She's eating
him. Yeah, turns him into stone.
Isn't there a thing, is it Neverending Story where the thing eats rocks?
Yeah.
The big rock golem dudes?
Oh my god, I forgot about him.
Wow. Yeah.
Memory
the sad
moment.
Dude eating rocks.
Yeah.
Is that the guy with the motorcycle?
What?
There's a rock dude who has a motorcycle,
yeah, no,
right?
No, it's not the same.
Is that not that? It's been a very long time since I've seen the Neverending Story.
Do you guys want to watch Neverending Story tonight?
Yeah. I'm honestly
I'd be
really
into it.
That's what I'm thinking about right now.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
Yeah, I'd be into it.
All right, we better stop this episode then so we can go watch
Let's
it.
Let's go watch it.
Let's get real sad about horses.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
yeah. All right, we're going to take a moment to say thank you to UltraPro for being one of our awesome sponsors.
That's right. They have some of the nicest deck boxes out there with that alcove deck box.
Oh, it's so cool.
That you can get in all of the cool guild symbols.
Yeah.
Binders. If you're a person who takes care of your individual cards, which you should be.
And not somebody who leaves them on the floor of
like
their house.
I am. You know, I need to get on that.
I do need to clean up a deck that is currently on my floor. That is accurate. It's been there for 2 months.
Don't be like us. Be like UltraPro, who's taking care of your cards day in, day out.
Yeah, you can find their awesome stuff at UltraPro.com or even at Card Kingdom. They sell UltraPro products too. Just the best stuff that there is in the biz. So thank you for being our sponsor and for making really cool stuff.
That was really fun.
That was fun.
Yay! Yeah, thank you so much for being our wonderful guests on our episode.
Thank you for having us. We'd definitely be down to do it again.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Same time
right tomorrow. Now, same time tomorrow. We'll be back. Tell us, tell everybody where they can find you when you're not on our show, Adam.
You can find me on Twitter, @WakeUpSuper. And you can find me on streaming on Twitch, twitch.tv/CBATS, S-E-A-B-A-T-S. I do Monday to Friday. And I also do a lot of stuff for Loading Ready Run.
Awesome.
Yeah. I also am a Loading Ready Runsman, so I do all kinds of stuff here. you can find me on Twitter at Benjineering TV. And then I also stream on my own at Twitch, twitch.tv/Benjineering. And I do kind of same thing as Adam, just all kinds of various things, whatever I'm sort of feeling. Play a lot of magic, play a lot of Pokemon. Actually, every Friday, Adam, myself, and our friend Serge all do like a co-op stream together where we play co-op games
and stuff like that.
Yeah, we just beat Trine, which was a heck of a thing. Trine 4 is weird. It's a very strange game. Turns out that like it was all...
Hope you like doing the same puzzle for 8 hours.
Yeah. There hit a point where Adam's character just didn't do anything. he was playing the knight, and it was like every problem could be solved by things that Serge and my character like was able to do. Yeah. And so Adam was just sort of following along with us. It's very funny.
You know, every group needs that person who's following along. Yeah.
You're the moral support.
Yeah.
The caboose, if you will.
Yeah.
Thank you again to all of our sponsors, all of our patrons of the show. Again, you can check out our Patreon if you want to get in on this week's Patreon hangout.
Yes, patreon.com/glhfmagic. Head over to cardkingdom.com/glhf. Use that affiliate link for anything you want to buy from Card Kingdom and support a great, what's the word? You know,
cause.
Business.
Company. Yes.
Well,
organization
also supporting your unhealthy magic hobby.
Yes, and thank you as well to our other sponsor of the show, Ultra Pro. Some of the coolest sleeves and deck boxes and binders and just everything else that goes with them.
That's right.
That is out there.
Coming up next week, we have another special episode.
Yes,
we do. We're not done with special episodes.
No, we're not.
That next one, I'm not going to tell you about it just yet, but
just get ready.
Get ready.
Turn down the volume.
I'm
excited.